All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Soccer Radio. We're finally back on. We are on. We're a little late this evening, but hey, that's the way it goes. I'm Johnny Ventura. Thank you so much for joining us in tonight. Everybody, thank you. You're listening to us live on BBSRadio.com. We've been away for a while. We have. I took some vacation time and did some things with the family, and a lot of things need to be taken care of. And since club soccer right now is kind of quiet, we decided to move the program over to Station 1, which was nice on BBS Radio to do that for us. And throughout the month of August, till the end of August, we will be on every other Monday. Once the season starts for Coast, we are looking forward to bringing you back live broadcasting weekly. So thank you for listening. This is Soccer Radio. You're listening to us on the World Wide Web on BBSRadio.com. We are the first talk show dedicated on the happenings of youth soccer here in Southern California. And I'm your host, like I said, Johnny Ventura. We're broadcasting live in the San Fernando Valley here in California. Beautiful summer weather. It was just a great weekend. I just want to fill you in a little bit what we've been doing. My son had a chance to be on loan for Real California this past weekend over at the Wings Island Classic. And they always put on a great tournament out there, Wings Island Classic in Camarillo. And he had a chance to play with Real California. They did pretty well. They didn't win the tournament, but it's not always all about winning, right, guys? It's always about development and, bringing these kids the game of soccer and not only teaching them on the field, but teaching them off the field. And that's what it's all about, preparing them for the future of U.S. soccer players. And preparing for the future of U.S. soccer players, I got a great, let me tell you, I've hounded this guy for a while, and he's been real busy. He's not here he doesn't live out here in California. He lives out in Oregon, and he's just swamped all the time with what he's been doing in the soccer community. His name is Constantine Constan, and we call him Connie. And I've known this gentleman since 1995. He is just one of the top DOCs out here in the United States. Just flooded and flooded with information and on his qualifications. We'll go over that a little bit, and we're going to have Connie with us, and he's going to fill us in about his endeavors over there in Oregon with the club team he's the DOC for. He is also one of the main recruiters DOCs for a well-known soccer academy called Tawichi Soccer Academy. It's spelled T-A-H-U-I-C-H-I. Tawichi Soccer Academy. Now, obviously, that is not English. Obviously, that's not Spanish. That means big bird in Indian language out in Bolivia. And the academy, when it was founded, was dedicated. The gentleman who founded it, Rolando Aguilera, dedicated the academy in honor of his father, who played professional out there. And his dad's nickname was called Tawichi, which meant big bird. Very big gentleman. And very well known out in the professional soccer community out in Bolivia. So they dedicated the academy to him, and it's just remarkable. It is a well-known soccer academy. So he is the DOC, the recruiter for that. He's going to fill you in, and all kinds of American players go out there and just be part of the academy and the clinics, and the two-week clinics, the week clinics, the monthly thing. They have a great one of the World Cup tournaments every year. It's in February. It falls around carnival time out there in South America. It's called the Mundialito. And these are top teams from around the world. I mean, we're talking about Ajax. We're talking Peñarol from Uruguay. We're talking Boca Juniors from Argentina. Of course, Tawichi, who's represented by the Tawichi Soccer Academy. Teams from Brazil, Vasco da Gama, Santos. I mean, this is just an incredible tournament. You can find out more about the academy, obviously, at Tawichi Soccer. At Tawichi.com. But we don't want you to log on right now. We want you to stick around here. We want you to check out our show, listen. This is just going to be an informative show. A great person with us to be here on Soccer Radio. And, of course, you want to be part of the show. You know how to do things. All you got to do is, there's all kinds of ways right here. One, you can log on to our website at bbsradio.com/soccerradio. Okay? That'll take you to the website. You obviously can listen live. So if you're listening to me now, you don't need to click on the listen live. They'll give you some information about Connie right there. You can go straight to the penalty room. We have changed the name from the soccer chat room to the penalty room. click on the penalty room. You can type in your questions or comments live to Connie. It pops up on my computer here. And throughout the show, I will ask them any questions or comments you have. If you want to do it the old-fashioned way, if your server happens to be very fast, I have AOL over here. If you think your server is going to get it to me within 5-10 minutes of the show, log on to our email. Go to soccerradio@gmail.com. That's soccerradio@gmail.com. I will also have one of my interns over here log on there and get some information, any comments or questions that you have. But I will be checking in the penalty room live, all right? And that way you can ask your questions live straight to our guest. Now, bbsradio.com/soccerradio. Go straight to our website, click on penalty room, and that'll take you straight to the chat room there. All right. Before we go, I just want to give a little shout out to a gentleman who I had a chance to meet out at the tournament at the Wing Valley Classic. You're going to hear a lot about this gentleman. His name is Fausto Navarro. This guy, you've heard about the soccer games and stuff like that. You know, this guy invented a game called World Class Mini Soccer for boys and girls. It's just remarkable. He invented about a year ago, was selling them out there in the tournament. And one of the main sports places, I don't know if it's a sports chalet or sports authority, bought out his account. Now, what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that they bought the rights to this soccer game. Okay, so even though he invented it, he sold his rights, whatever he sold it for, a Big Mac or millions of dollars. I have no idea. I didn't ask him. It wasn't, no. But the company's called Sphere Creations Incorporated. Starting in October. Just perfect for the Christmas season. Perfect for gifts. You can purchase these over at Sports Chalet or Sports Authority. They have two versions of the game. One game starts at $35 and the other game has $45. So Fausto E. Navarro, he's not listening right now. He was kind enough to give me a game over here and share it with the crew here at Soccer Radio, and brought it over and played with it with my son last night, and he had a ball. But if you want more information about this, go ahead and log on to his website, Sphere, S-P-H-E-R-E, creations.com. SphereCreations.com. All right? Fausto Navarro, go ahead and email him. You'll get a chance to see the game at Sports Authority or Sports Chalet. It's one of those two outlets that have bought the rights to this game. It's an incredible soccer game and perfect in October for Christmas gifts. So, you know, let them know that Johnny Ventura gave him a little plug here on the show, and he'll like that. So, and some of you club players and club teams, if you're playing the FC Barcelona Nike tournament next month in August, if you happen to be playing that tournament or if you happen to be driving by, Fausto will be there. That will be his last tournament to show the game, so you can purchase the game and meet this guy. It's just incredible. This is an older gentleman in his 60s and kept talking about his grandson, how he did this for his grandson. Now he's got the money for his kids to go to school. I'm sure he does. But head on out there to the Nike Cup from FC Barcelona. It's played in August. If you need more information, log on to the calsouth.com website. You'll know exactly the dates and times. All right? So Sphere Creations, and good luck to Fausto Navarro. You're listening to Soccer Radio. When we were going to take a little break, we're going to pay some bills right now, and then when we come back, we're coming with our guest tonight, and we're looking forward to having him. All right? FIFA ODP DOC Connie Constant will be with us shortly, so go ahead and grab a drink. Don't turn off that computer. All right? Kick back. Enjoy the show, and we're going to take a two-minute break, and we'll see you in a little bit. You're listening to Soccer Radio. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. This is Johnny Ventura. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on bbsradio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
Tarzan Love, BBS Radio. Tarzan Love, BBS. Oh, 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 oh. This is Marco May. I'm really glad you're listening to BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Soccer Radio. I'm your host, Johnny Ventura. Thank you so much. If you just tuned us in, man, it's great to be back. It's great to have you back listening to us, and we've been away for a while. Promise we won't take that long, and we're glad to have you, and we're always here to give you guys the best information about club soccer as possible. And that's another thing, too. You know, we are rookies in this, our show is only 4 months old, guys. You know, we definitely need support from the soccer community to help us out here. If you got a story about your club, or you parents out there, I know, I mean, all of us think of our kids as your next Pelé or Maradona or Cristiano Ronaldo and Ronaldinho and things like that. We'd love to hear about you, man. You know, hey, if you're under 9 year old is doing awesome, you know, and he's having fun and he's scoring goals and he enjoys what's going on, or even your coach is just doing the right thing, we want to hear it. You know, jot us a note. Just email us at soccerradio@gmail.com. You know, we'll get our interns to investigate, and then we'll head on out there and talk to your coach, maybe get them on the air and get a couple kids on the air. That's the whole point. I mean, this is the time to do it, because once the season starts, we're really going to be swamped with club soccer and letting things out there, all the information out there, so you guys know what's going on. Also, another thing is we are working on to broadcast live out here in San Fernando, and looks like we're going to be in an area out here, one of the pizza places out here in San Fernando. So we're going to be, I'll be there live with the interns, and we'll be, instead of broadcasting in our studio, we'll be live at one of the areas here. So we'll let you guys know more about it. You can log on our website, always more information about it. Also, as always, the people over at SoCal Soccer Forum, you know, Dom, we know you listen to the show, man, and we couldn't do it without you. You're gracious always for us to log on there and give information. You were gracious to go ahead and give Connie a plug today on that forum and let the guests know, the listeners know that he'll be on tonight. So, Dom, SoCal Soccer Forum, we thank you so much. And this is a great forum to talk about soccer and listen. Log on to SoCalSoccer.com and have a good time out there. All right, well, let's get with our guest, man. We are happy to have this gentleman. His name is Constantine Constance. He lives out in Beaverton, Oregon. I've known this gentleman since 1995 when the Tawichi Soccer Academy hired my company to film the kids out there in 95. And I was out there part of the Mundialito, part of the World Cup, the Youth World Cup. Had a ball. And I'm from South America myself. And it's just an incredible academy out there. Connie will talk about that. And this gentleman is a FIFA coaching instructor. He is the DOC out in Oregon for the West Side Beaverton Soccer Club. I hope I got that correct, Connie. I'm sure, correct me if I'm wrong. And also, he was the coach for the U.S. Amateur National Men's Team in 2003 on up. And just to give you a little bit of rundown, he's got an incredible bio here. I mean, I want to get to him in about 30 seconds, but let you know what's going on. He's got a master's degree in sports management, bachelor's degree in liberal arts from San Francisco State University. All right, he is currently the FIFA coach instructor. He's conducted FIFA football coaches courses for Guyana Soccer Federation. Beyond his accomplishments are the 1988 Under-9 Boys U.S. National Champions, 1989 Under-19 Boys U.S. National Champions, the 90 Under-19 National Champions, it goes on. 2006 Westside Action Men's Champions Portland Futsal Arena. He is also part of, like I said, of the Tawichi Soccer Academy, of the Tawichi Way. He is the DOC recruiter and ex-co-founder of Tawichi. So let's welcome, guys. Put your hands together, and we'll have our interns put our hands together. Let's welcome Constantine Constance. Connie, thank you for joining us tonight, man.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Johnny.
Hey, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know it's a little late out there in Oregon. You guys are what? I think you're the same time zone as we are.
Same time zone as we are.
That's right. So, you know, hey, we'll keep you up a little bit longer. So thank you for joining us. Hey, tell our listeners on a little bit exactly who you are and what you do.
Well, I do a lot of things. You know, as you said that, I'm a FIFA coaching instructor, and FIFA sends me all over the world to do coaching clinics, you know, for futsal.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if people are familiar with futsal, but it's a kind of five-a-side. They play with four players and a goalkeeper, and they play mainly on a gym court, small goal, and they don't use walls.
Yeah.
And different kind of rules. If you go down to FIFA.com, and you can see they'll show a lot of stuff about futsal and soccer and beach soccer.
Mm-hmm.
FIFA's involved in a lot of things now, and they do a great job. And I've been having a great time, you know, going around the world and meeting a lot of people and discovering how futsal is a way preparing players eventually to be good soccer players as well.
Right.
Especially a lot of the countries they send me to, they don't have the finances to build, you know, beautiful soccer pitches and stuff.
Right. Right.
So futsal is another option for them. You know, another way of you know, introducing the kids to the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I've enjoyed that. You know, I'm planning to go. They're planning to send me to Brazil in 2008 in September to the World Cup. And one of my players, actually, you mentioned there that I'm a DOC of a Westside Metro Soccer Club in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
One of our players from our club is on the U.S. Futsal national team. He'll be playing, representing the U.S. in Brazil for the World Cup in September.
Well, let's give this kid this guy a plug. Who is he?
His name is Danny DeGeer.
Uh-huh.
He went to the University of San Francisco. He graduated last December.
Okay.
And he's a great kid. Grew up in Tigard, Oregon, and he's moving forward now. And he's, you know, he's big time. You know,
yeah.
I mean, big crowds, 18,000-20,000 people in these little stadiums in Brazil.
Right, right.
You know, it'll be pure insanity. And if everyone gets a chance, go to FIFA.com. And you can see a lot of the games. They'll show them a lot of the best goals and so forth.
Right.
So let people know so they don't miss that. It's going to be great, exciting matches.
Well, aside of you being deeply involved in futsal, like you mentioned earlier, you're the DOC over at the Westside Metros.
Right, right.
That's in Oregon.
I have a competitive soccer club. And
mm-hmm. Very good, very well-known competitive soccer club out there. You are also a coach for the ODP program.
Yeah, I do ODP here in Oregon. I'm mm-hmm. also an ODP coach, and I've been doing that for a while. And I coached the U.S. amateur national team. I did that for about 3 or 4 years. And a lot of my players have gone on to play in the MLS from our program. And and also you mentioned that I'm involved with Tawichi Soccer Academy. I've been involved
yeah.
in.
Yeah, you know, I go around. You know, my son plays club soccer out here, and I go around and I promote Tawichi. Have you heard of Tawichi? People say yes. Some say no. The ones that seem to hear a lot about Tawichi are a lot of European people, coaches that I talk to. A lot of our listeners may not have ever heard of Tawichi. Some have. Explain what Tawichi is all about and what Tawichi Way is.
Well, Tawichi, the soccer academy itself, started 30 years ago. Rolando Aguilera, he founded the academy
mm-hmm.
With the purpose of using soccer as a vehicle to save kids' lives.
Right.
And when I joined with Tawichi in 1990, there were 600 kids in the academy. And today there's 3,500 kids in the academy, including girls. And so it was a kind of a social experiment
mm-hmm.
that evolved into a incredible institution today. And the things that they do there are just phenomenal in helping the children of Santa Cruz. And I don't want to really say this because it has nothing to do with religion, but they do God's work there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
And they have also developed some incredible soccer players. You know, Marco Chiveri.
El Diablo.
Yeah, Jaime Moreno.
Actually, Marco, probably one of the best MLS players and a leading assist leaders in MLS history.
Right.
And Jaime Moreno, who is also from the Tawichi Academy, who's Bolivian, who not too many people know this, Jaime was one, if I'm not mistaken, I could be. It's probably the second Bolivian ever, no, the first Bolivian to play in the English Premier League.
Right, right.
He played for Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough, yeah.
Exactly.
He was, and, you know, and the academy, it does, like I say, it does great things, you know, great philosophical, you know, things for people, you know, for the children there, you know, and they, you know, they combat against drugs. They're you know, they're anti-drug.
Yeah.
And they have a really good backing from the United States embassy.
Mm-hmm.
They really support Tawichi because of all their work, what they do, and, you know, towards anti-drugs and just, you know, helping young children to stay out of trouble and use soccer as a way to give them discipline and
right.
and hope and a dream.
Right.
Many of the players of Tawichi have come over to the United States and gone to colleges, you know, to universities here. They've gotten scholarships. And in 1990, when I started the what we call the Tawichi Way program,
mm-hmm.
which is a one-month training program, which Raleigh and myself put together, is actually a three-month program that Tawichi does to prepare themselves for international competition. And we put it all into 1 month versus 3 months. And we've taken over about 1,800 American players and Swedes and Japanese and Saudi Arabians and Norwegians and Mexicans. I mean, we've taken players from all over the world to train at the academy.
And what ages do you start these players over
there? The boys, 13 to 22.
Okay.
And girls from 15 to 22.
Okay.
So, you know, we've had, you know, players from college, you know, USF, Stanford, UCLA, USF, like I mentioned before, you know, Harvard, Yale. I've had players come from a lot of Division I colleges, Division II, NAIA, and Division III schools as well. Francisco Gomez, he's retired now from the MLS. You know, he was the captain of the U-17 national team.
Exactly. Who played with Kansas City?
Right, and he was one of the first ones to do the master's program,
mm-hmm.
where he stayed there for a year, and that's another program that we have. But you know, the beauty of that program is that there's nowhere in this planet that anyone will take American players and train the living God out of them for a month and push them like they've never been pushed before.
It's a different
type of
training.
It's a very, very Spartan-like experience.
Yeah, I was reading the website of Tawichi.com, and it says there that you must come in very good condition in order to when you come to the academy.
Right. I mean, otherwise it's a waste of money and waste of time.
Right.
I mean, you really got to, you know, I had the coach at the University of San Francisco, Eric Visser. He was there. His son has been there for 2 months, and he went down with me and spent a week, and he saw that, and he just said, this is the kind of training that players need to have,
mm-hmm.
Back in the States. The problem is, he says that, he says, if you did this type of training, you'd probably end up being put in jail.
yeah. I've seen the training. I'm witness. I've been part of the training. Yes. Yeah. I would say that you would definitely. It would be nice to have a nice law degree because you definitely make a nice income. I'm sure there's all kinds of little lawsuits. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is extremely challenging. And,
yeah.
And it pushes you to the max. And you know, the key thing is I think that this is what American players need. They need to be out of their comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
For them to grow mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. They need to be taken out of their comfort zone and put in an environment where they're being challenged constantly. You know,
right.
So what they eat, how they sleep, how they train, you know, the music they listen to, just combination of things that really take them out of their comfort zone, and that's one thing that Tawichi does. It really puts these players in out of their comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
and challenges them to the max.
No, I agree with you. You know, speaking about that, Connie, what do you think? I mean, obviously, soccer here in the United States is just growing tremendously. Our national team is just growing. I mean, we're no longer, you know, we're no longer at the point where some countries would see on the draw, oh, we're playing the Yanks, oh, 3 points, no big deal. Now it's getting to the point, oh, we're playing them. You know, it's like when they step on the field, you know, some countries, they really have to start playing better. I mean, what, I mean, obviously the level of the of American soccer is developing nicely. However, to reach where the other countries are, Brazil, of Argentina, of Germany, what exactly do you think you know, the coaches out here need to do?
It's not so much the coaches,
mm-hmm.
because really the coaches can only, you know, do what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the what has to happen is we have good players in the United States,
yeah,
but we don't have any great players.
Okay,
and really to get a great player. It doesn't come from coaching. You know, what we have to do is create environments throughout this country mm-hmm. where 5-year-olds are have a place to go and play 7 days a week.
Yep, that's
for,
it.
For
yep.
free.
Yeah,
free.
2-hour practices a week are not going to do
it. No. That's you know, basically soccer in America is a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you know, kids do to, you know, to pass time. There are kids who are passionate about the game, and they would love to be in an environment where they can be challenged. The problem is that the way the system is set up, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
In my opinion, all the youth clubs in this country should not be in the business of developing professional players. You know, I believe that the youth clubs, their focus should be on developing good people.
Okay.
The professional, MLS, it is their job to develop great players.
Mm-hmm.
That should be their business, and that should be taken away from the youth clubs, because 2 days a week practice, you're not going to develop a great player.
Right.
You're lying if you telling people that you're going to develop them. You know, $250 shoes, you know, lots of tournaments.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the answer. The answer, it's real simple. We need to create a sandlot experience for our 5-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
our 6-year-olds, our 7-year-olds, our 8-year-olds, our 9-year-olds, our 10-year-olds. They need to go to have a place where they can just step on the field and play 7 days a week.
Right.
And just play the game. Through that kind of environment, that would be the first phase in starting to develop great players. The second part is that we have to develop also a Spartan environment to take the cream and put them in a system where they're going to be pushed and challenged. But that's later on when they get older.
Right.
You know, from you know, from 5 to about 14 years old, 13 years old, the kids, they should be doing is playing soccer every day. And also, if they can't play soccer, they play futsal.
Right.
You know, those are the things the kids should be doing. Robinho, Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, these guys, they all came out of futsal. All of them. You know, so it just shows you, either they play street ball, they play futsal, you know, they play 7v7, whatever. They
right.
play.
Right.
And unless we create that environment for the kids, we will never have great players. And it's the bottom line. And you cannot become a great player by just practicing twice a week or kicking the ball off the wall by yourself. You have to be playing every single day, 2-3 hours a day. This is what American kids need to have. Not only to develop to become great players or better players, but more than anything, to develop passion. You cannot be passionate about anything if you're doing it every once in a while. To become passionate about something, you have to eat, sleep, and dream 24/7.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
And we need to take that approach. I believe that the United States Soccer Federation should be mandating to all the youth clubs in this country to develop environments for kids to go out and play every day. It should be mandated. because otherwise, other sports like lacrosse, for example, lacrosse is really taking off, and it's going to start cutting into soccer. The kids before the little ones are playing soccer, they're also going to start playing lacrosse, mm-hmm. because you know it's another way for these kids to have a chance, an opportunity to play another sport.
Right. Right.
So I truly feel that if we want to really explode with soccer in this country, we need to start creating these environments where kids can go and play every day.
Do you feel that, obviously the MLS, I feel the MLS is on the right track of bringing in these just superstar players, these unbelievable players. You know, we're talking about Beckham. When the MLS first started, I mean, I think the Metro Stars, what they were called.
The reason why they're bringing the foreign players in is because we don't have American players that have been brought up in an environment
right.
so that they can come in and bring a show. I mean, when you got 35, 36, 34-year-old guys who are already done, and they're the ones who are just showboating in the United States, there's something wrong there. You know what I mean? There's something
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah,
and nothing against those players. They're good players. But the thing is, what are we going to do to get our players there?
Right.
And it's real simple. You know, you look at skateboarding in this country, right?
Oh, take
it off. You go to skate parks.
Yeah.
Is there a special coach that oversees all those kids and trains them?
There we go back to what you were just saying about soccer. You got to do it 7 days a week. You got to breathe it and all that stuff. These skateboarders are out there,
right?
8 hours a day, just blasting through parking lots and this and that, and you know, and then down the road you see this 8-year-old kid doing some serious stuff, and I'm like, yeah. you know, and you're absolutely right.
Well, they're teaching each other.
Yeah,
they watch and they learn. You know,
yeah.
and you know, I'm a coach. I've been a coach for 33 years. I'm going to be honest with you. Coaching is totally overrated. You heard it from Connie Constant.
What do you mean by that, Connie?
It's too much. We got to get rid of coaching. we need to create soccer environments where kids are playing every single day. That's what we need to create for the kids. Later on, when they become skillful
yes.
and passionate, and they have the ability to do whatever they want with the ball, then they can be introduced to coaches.
So you're trying to say coaching is overrated, obviously, at the young age for a player, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, what we need is the kids to be playing. That's what the kids need to do.
You think too much influential from coaches are being put on these kids on winning and winning hardware? And
there's some of that, but, yeah. you know, more than anything, you know, here's where we make a huge mistake, where we have a real disservice with youth soccer in this country, is that, and don't get me wrong, I it's great all these volunteer parents come out there and they give their time and
right.
and all their effort, and it's wonderful, right? But most of them have no idea what they're doing with those kids, and they're the first ones to admit that. They're the first ones to say, yeah, I don't know anything, you know, but I'm here. And that's wonderful. They're there. But the thing is, the kids aren't learning what they need to learn.
Yeah.
So if they're not learning what they need to learn, then it's better to set up an environment where they just show up and play every day. And then they'll learn from the game. You know, the argument always here is that, oh, well, this is America, Connie. And you know, we got so many other things going on and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, piano. Well, you know something? For the ones who want to do all those other things, that's fine. Let them go do those other things. But there's a lot of kids out there who love to play every day, and you need to create that environment for them. Later on, the other kids are going to see the other ones. Hey, where are you going? I'm playing soccer today. But didn't you do that yesterday? Yeah, I did that yesterday, and I did it the day before that, and the day before that. I do it every day. Wow, I'm going to come out there, and I'm going to try that too. I want to see playing. I'm going to play every day. I want to find out what that's like. See, and that's what the environment we're lacking to create for the kids.
But you know what, Connie? I mean, I agree with you 100%. However, I don't know if you experienced this out in Oregon, but here in Southern California, it is hard to create an environment for these kids to play because they need fields. You need a field, okay? You need an area for these kids to practice. There is so much red tape and bureaucratic things out here that clubs are just cannot get fields for these kids to practice.
Well,
Parks don't want
Let me tell you one thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I started a program several years ago called the Houstonians in Houston. The mayor of Houston brought me there to create an inner city program. And I went there, and I used to live in San Francisco, and I left there to go live in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And we started up a program there working with kids, you know, who basically didn't have a pot to pee in. And we got them off the streets, and I think the program has gotten over 100 kids have gone on to college and graduated from that program. You know, what we need to do is we need to use soccer as a vehicle to combat the drugs and the gangs and all the riffraff that the young people in this country end up going through because they're not busy. You know,
right.
And here is a solution for all these politicians out there. You know, they need to step up, the politicians, the police force, the local, federal, state government. They need to step up and use not maybe just soccer, but all sports as a way, as a solution to fight against all these things that kids are in trouble with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a good reason. If your kids are playing every day, then everybody knows where the kids are. Right?
Right.
It's a no-brainer. But you see, the problem is that there's no profit in this. There is profit in building prisons. There is profit in more lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
There is profit in more judges. There is more profit in more police. But that's not the answer. What the answer is right in front of us. Sports. We need to create a huge sports program across this country. I would like to see, and I'm getting a little political here,
mm-hmm.
but you asked to call me, and now I'm going to tell you, right?
Obama
or McCain, one of them have to come up with the idea that we need to start up a new department, just like we have a Department of Energy.
Right.
We need a Department of Athletics, a Department of Arts and Music. We need to use those programs to help save our kids from all the crap that exists in this country. That's one of the reasons why I've been in soccer for 33 years. That's one of the reasons why I've been with Tawichi for so long. Because I believe that sports, music, art is a solution, is the number one solution to all the problems that our young people are having in this country.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, I don't care they're rich, black, poor, white. When a kid is young, they got a lot of energy. And if they're not kept busy, they'll find something to get busy, and usually it's something bad.
Right, right.
Okay, this is a no-brainer here. But again, I go back to this thing. There's no profit. There's no initial, you know, big bite for your buck
right.
in creating these programs.
Right.
You see, the prison system in the United States has become a multi-billion-dollar industry. The war on drugs has become a multi-billion-dollar industry. But that this still hasn't become a solution to our young people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do is get more balls, more sticks, more golf clubs, more guitars, more drums. Just get these kids busy.
Get them going, yeah.
Absolutely.
We got an email here that came in. Folks, if you wanted to send your email too, just send it to soccerradio@gmail.com. We got an email from Jason. Jason did not put where he's from, but he would like to know what type of youth program is implemented at Westside Soccer Club. What type of youth program do you implement over at Westside?
Well, what I do is we try to train the kids at least 3 to 4 days a week.
At what age do you start training them at 3 to 4 days?
Well, I don't have a rec program. I have only a competitive program.
Right, okay.
So we start under 11s.
Okay, under 11. Okay.
Under 11. Then,
so we're the under 9, under 8s, 9s, 10s, who do you have?
We don't have a when we have tryouts, kids show up.
Okay.
You know, we're just a competitive club. We don't have a rec base. I wish we did.
Yeah.
You know, if we did, all the kids would be playing 7 days a week.
So your kids, where do they come from? What basically, where's the foundation?
The majority of the kids are, you know, basically middle class, upper middle class.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons why the club hired me is because they wanted the club to become more multicultural,
okay.
more diversified. So what happened is I came in, and because of a lot of my experience working with inner city, we started, you know, to go into to the barrios of this area mm-hmm. where I live. And we started to bring these kids in, you know, kids who just came from either Somalia, Ethiopia, Mexico, El Salvador. And we brought in these kids into our program. And it's really been a great injection into the club. That's why in the last 2 years, I've taken 11 teams to regionals. You know, for a little state like Oregon, it's not bad.
Not bad at all.
You know, yeah, this is in Southern Cal. Southern Cal has the biggest base, the best teams, the best players in the whole, probably in the whole country.
And the most well-known club league in the nation.
Absolutely.
Soccer league.
You know, but still here in little Oregon, you know, in the last 2 years, I've taken 11 teams to regionals. And why? One of the main reasons is because of the injection of other kids who don't have a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, who love the game, but don't have the finances to play.
Right.
So we brought them in. We've created profit centers to offset the cost for those kids. So instead of pulling it out of the hides of the other parents, which I'm not really a supporter of that, I don't think the other parents, just because they have money, should be paying for the kids who don't have.
You're talking about subsidizing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So we've created profit centers to help those kids so that we can give them aid. So when you end up playing, nobody is going to say, well, that kid, I paid for that kid. Why is that kid playing more than not my kid? No, your kid plays more than your kid because he's better than your kid.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he's playing.
Yeah. There's a club out here in the San Fernando Valley, unfortunately, that parents some parents don't realize that they're subsidizing for certain kids, and then when they find out, it's just all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, you know.
But you know, everybody has their way of doing things.
Absolutely. Not my way is not the only way.
Right.
It's not the best way or the worst way, but you know, it's working here for us. You know, ultimately, you know, I would love to see the rec on the recreational side,
mm-hmm.
that if they could set up, because that's where it has to happen. These big clubs that have thousands of kids, they are the ones who need to set the tone by creating free play 7 days a week,
mm.
because they have all the masses of kids, you know, and they should be the ones introducing it.
Right.
And I tell you one thing, the kids will love it. They'll be so happy, and the parents too, because they know there's a safe place where they can take their kids to play every day.
Right, right.
You know, well, it's just like when I was a kid, I played in the streets. We didn't play no organized anything.
Back in the olden days, that's where you learned, man.
You know, and
that's
and,
where you
well,
learn.
And a lot of the parents, a lot of the old timers that are even older than I am, they always come to me and say, you know why I like you? And I says, why? Because you create a sandlot experience for these kids. And they're missing that, and that's right. I think the sandlot experience is probably the best time a kid can have in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. that whole organized, everything specialized, and everything, you know, remote control.
Yeah,
I mean, that doesn't excite anybody.
Well, there's a movie called The Sandlot. I don't know if you ever saw that, but it's one of my kids' favorite movies. One of my favorite movies. Every time I watch it,
right?
It's like, you know, it's like, man, why couldn't I been part of that era?
Right.
Well, you know, why couldn't I have 11 kids like that grow up in a sandlot and just think and just relive all those years? It's just remarkable. Yeah, I understand what you're
saying. And we as a nation need to bring that back to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
They are missing the most important part of their life is missing that. I mean, yes, they're getting school and they get food and they get clothing and all
right.
that stuff. But that experience of getting out there and just being free.
Right.
That's what kids are missing.
Right.
You know?
We got another email here, Connie. This is from Alex from Culver City.
Mm-hmm.
He says, will you bring a Tawichi Soccer Academy here to California?
No, because Tawichi, it's like, can I bring Mecca?
Mm-hmm. Or, I guess his question is,
or the Vatican?
Will there be an academy opening here named Tawichi here in California?
No.
Okay.
No. Tawichi, there is only one Tawichi, and that's in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
And many, for all these years, and you know me, Johnny, for so many years, people have asked me the same thing. Why haven't you created a Tawichi in this country? And I
said, right.
No, the United States needs to create their own thing. Tawichi is somewhere else. it's another place, and,
right.
and that's where it needs to be. What we need to do here in the United States is we need to create our own environment, our own Tawichi, not the name Tawichi, but the whole environment of what Tawichi represents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we need to create here in the States, a Shangri-La, a haven for children to go and to play their hearts out. That is the environment that we need to create for our kids in this country.
Mm-hmm. One more email that came in. No name. This is regarding Tawichi coaches.
Mm-hmm.
This person wants to know if any Tawichi coaches will come to the U.S. and conduct clinics or camps.
You know, we've done this in the past where I've brought a Tawichi team with several coaches. They've come and they played for a club. They put on a camp for them.
We had a team that came in 94 for the
right.
World Cup out here.
And the camp, what happens is that through having camps basically helps offset the cost of bringing them,
mm-hmm.
and the coaches and the kids. And usually, you know, we've done it with three different clubs so that they play in three different tournaments and do three different camps. And they live it with a family in a home.
Okay.
And that's how we've done it in the past. And if people are interested in wanting to do that, they can get in touch with me. You know, we've done it before. We can do it again.
And where can they get in touch with you, Connie?
They can call me at 503-627-9001.
That was 503-627-9001.
Yeah.
And your email address is Constantine.
Yeah.
Constan@Verizon.net.
Yes.
Okay, and that's Constantine,
Constantine.
Uh-huh.
And then Constantine@Verizon.net.
And they can also reach you over at your website. And they can log on to that website, which is...
Right. WestsideMetros.com.
WestsideMetros.com. So there's three ways of getting a hold of Connie if you... want some information about Tawichi or want to get involved in that and or just have any questions. I mean, this guy, let me tell you something. He loves to talk about soccer. He does, you know, I've seen kids, players, parents walk up to him and call him up and ask him questions about anything. And this guy will definitely, he will not turn anybody away, man. He's just a great guy.
You know, I mean, if you go like, many of my players have gone on, you know, into the MLS, mm-hmm. you know, Dane Richards plays for Metro Stars. Well, not Metro Stars, the Red Bulls now. And Josh Tutela that's at LA Galaxy. And Sasha that plays with Chivas.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we go. We got Joe Cannon, San Jose.
Joe Cannon played for me.
Yeah? All right.
Joe
San
Cannon,
Jose and Colorado Rapids.
Ryan
right.
Johnson, that he's up coaching at Real Salt Lake. He played for me.
Jason Thompson.
Jason Thompson.
DC United?
Yeah. And then, Amechi Igwe that plays in Revolution. You know,
Brian Johnson?
Pichicolin that
yeah.
plays for Dallas. I've had a lot of players. A lot of players play for me. CJ Brown that played for Chicago. Chad Barrett that he came out of our club. You know, Ryan Cochran,
mm-hmm.
he played with us too, and what's his name, Tchenko, that plays with DC United.
Yeah. And you've had some local players. We got to give a shout out to these guys out here since we're from Southern California. Mike Randolph.
Yeah, Mike played with us with
right?
the Timbers.
Mike Randolph. You also had, now that we have the Chivas team out here, you had Sasha.
Sasha played with us with the amateur.
Yeah.
And his brother too. His brother's. I think his brother's at one of the MLS teams now.
Wasn't Sasha part of the U.S. Men's Olympic team or something?
Yeah, he's on the Olympic team.
On the Olympic team.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, those are two local boys that played out here.
Yeah, and Jordan Harvey played UCLA.
Oh, my son would love to hear that. That's where my son wants to go real bad,
you know,
UCLA.
I think he's with Colorado. And so, you know, I've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Marcelo is dad Luis Balboa. I know him for 420 years.
He's a nice guy.
Hey, Luis is out there. Hey, Luis, how you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Marcelo's a nice guy. Never got a chance to meet him, but I heard he's a real nice guy.
He's a character. And, you know, Derek Armstrong is a good friend of mine from Nomads.
Derek from the 94 World Cup team, yeah.
No, no, not Desmond. Desmond.
That's what I was thinking, too. I don't know why.
Brad Friedel and Desmond, I've set them up. They've gone to Tawichi with their teams to play Mundialito already two times. Hmm. With the, you know, the Brad Friedel Academy that's set up in Ohio.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah, you got impressive. You've certainly done a lot of good work here for the U.S. And you know,
and I hope I keep living a little longer so I can keep doing some more.
We hope so too, man. We hope so too. And you know, it was time has flown by. I mean, we only got a couple minutes left. Let me just give a little plug out there, guys. If you just tuned in, you know, sorry that you came late, but we have Constantine Constant. Who is just a FIFA football coaching instructor, ODP coach. He is the DOC for the Westside Metros up in Beaverton, Oregon, co-founder and the DOC recruiter for the Tawichi Way program out in Santa Cruz, Bolivia. You can find more information about Tawichi, log on to tawichi.com. If you want to call Connie, you're welcome to do that. Connie, go ahead and give out your number one more time.
Yeah, it's 503-627-9001.
And you can also email him at constantine.constant@verizon.net or log on to the westsidemetros.com website and get some information. But you'll definitely get some information about Tawichi if you go to tawichi.com. It's just an incredible academy. My son is looking forward to going there next year in July. He'll be out there for a month, and it's going to be an eye-opening for him. It is just going to see how that kids out there play for the passion of the sport. They don't have these goals. They don't have these just pull table greenery up.
No,
I mean, they're playing. I mean, you every corner you turn, Connie. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. You see kids playing there, and what they do, what are the goals? The goals are like two rocks, or just something, and not even a real ball. What are they using?
Yeah, they do whatever they can.
Pelota de trapo, which is they put these rags together. And they just create, or they'll get something from their socks, and yeah, it's just remarkable. And they love the sport, man. It's their sport out there, you know. It's their sport, and they play. And the coaching system out there is totally different.
Well, you remember Zero, you know? Zero.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the director, and that guy is.
Yep.
He's a magician, you know.
Yep.
He is like, you know, what Ronaldinho and Robinho and these characters do with the ball with their feet.
Yeah,
you know what? He does that as a coach. You know, not as a player, but as a coach. He's always being creative.
Yeah.
You know, because he believes that if you want your players to be creative, you as a coach have to be very creative.
Well, Connie, we got to say goodbye, man.
The pleasure.
This hour went by quick. We'd like to thank you for joining us here on Soccer Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. You know,
I wish
the show was a little longer, but we'll have you back on the show and find out what's going on out there with Westside and with Tawichi. Again, guys, log on to Tawichi.com for more information about the club. If you're interested, any parents out there want to know what's going on. This is Johnny Ventura. You've been listening to Soccer Radio, and we are, of course, the first talk show dedicated on the happenings of youth soccer in Southern California, and we can say outside of California as well by having our guest here with us this evening, broadcasting live on the World Wide Web through BBSRadio.com. We thank you for joining us. We will be with you. Of course, our show now is every other Monday, so we will be with you not the following Monday, but we'll be with you on August 11th for our next show. Join us. Log on to our website at bbsradio.com/soccer radio to find out more on what's going on. And, of course,
you know, one other thing, Johnny?
Yeah, go ahead.
If people want to see, like, what the players who are down there, the Americans who are down there right now, are going through.
Uh-huh.
They can go to www.tawichi.com.bo, and they can go in there, and they can, and on the left side, I believe, they go to Tawichi TV.
Okay.
And they can see it live. Well, not...
Well, the video. They took video of it.
No, every day they take video of what they're doing.
Okay.
And they show it 6, 7, and 8 o'clock every day on the West Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. There you go, guys. There you go. So log on there for more information. Thank you, Connie, for being with us. We'd like to thank SoCal Soccer Forum. Dom over there, thank you so much. SoCalSoccer.com. Offside Sports, Platinum Sound Entertainment. All right. Soccer Radio is a show which is dedicated to youth soccer. As I said, Lucky Bump Productions is the owner of Soccer Radio. Any rebroadcast or duplication of any of our shows without the written consent of Lucky Bump Productions or Platinum Sound Entertainment or BBSRadio.com is strictly prohibited. Again, thank you for joining us. We are out. Connie, good night. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you on August 11th. All right, buddy. Thank you. This is Soccer Radio. I'm Johnny Ventura. Good night, everybody. Thank you for being with us.